Siman Kufno Dalad Vav. Yeah. So we're talking about things of Kedusha which have become worn out or that you want to change. So the Mechaber says, Eino osim miteva ki seilo sefer Torah. You can't make from a teva. A teva, the Mishnah Berurah says, means the Aron Kodesh. Can take an Aron Kodesh and make it into a what we call a shulchan. You can't do that. So Mishnah Berurah says, even though both of them are a tashmish for Kedusha, but right, the Sefer Torah is using, so to speak, both of them. But so you'd say you'd be able to take the wood of an Aron Kodesh and make a beam, a shulchan out of it. That's what you would think. So Mishnah Berurah says, no, because since an Aron Kodesh is on a higher level, because munach batamid, because in a Aron Kodesh there's always a Sefer Torah on it, as opposed to a shulchan, it's once in a while, or often even, but it's not all the time. So therefore, you can't convert an aron into a shulchan. But you can take a big Aron Kodesh and make a smaller one. We'll see along the similar lines. Okay, Mutulasos, Mikise Gadol, Kise Katan, or let's say you have a big shulchan, you want to make a smaller shulchan. So you can do that. It's on the same level. Just because one's bigger, one's smaller, doesn't make a difference. I will also allow us to be Manu Sharf Lekise. But you can't make from a shulchan the platform, what we call bima, for a shulchan. V'chein mutalasos me vilon gadol vilon katan. So too, if you have what we call like a parochas, and you want to make a drape, but and you want to make a smaller one, right? You have a smaller one kodesh, so you know you want to cut it down, you want to fold it over and stitch it a little, make a smaller one. So that'd be okay. Olasos me made a kislas every Torah, or you could take a parochas and make a Torah cover for it. Right? Then you're really going up. Right? You see that if you get the Judaica catalogs. So a lot of times the parochas design is the mantle design. You see that. Avalasos mimenu kis l'chumash asur. But you can't use this to make a cover for a chumash, like we call a chumash. Because again, it's on a lower level. The Rama says, the parochas that we have ain't no kedushas aron. It doesn't have the kedusha of an aron. Rak kedushas beis haknesses. That's kedusha of a beis haknesses. It's something used in a shul, which we discussed before. Now there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that evidently you see this. I don't know either before. You see they used to take the parochas and use it as a chuppah. They used to use it as a chuppah. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that doesn't understand that because it has kedusha. Okay, maybe it doesn't have as kedusha based on Knesset, but still it has kedusha. And then all of a sudden, also it was brought down that they used to. Well, we'll get into a little later about these things, but they used to take the crown of a Sefer Torah. See, we can't do it today because now we're fancy. The crowns that we have a Sefer Torah have those guide wires inside with the right? But I remember, I think when we were younger, I don't remember a crown for a Sefer Torah having those guide wires on the inside. It just was a crown. Just a crown.
The ones that fit over.
No, not the Rimonim. I'm talking about, I don't remember those in the old days also.
We never used
a
crown.
You used the Rimonim? See, I remember where I was. See, I am older than you. So they just had crowns, but I don't think they had the thingies on the inside. So we'll see about it later, but they used to, when there was an offer, they used to put it on the head of the chasen, or chasen Torah, chasen brachos also. That would be a similar issue. Like, how can you use it? It's something used for Sefer Torah. All of a sudden, you put it on somebody's head. So the same thing here. So Mishnah Berurah questions: how can you use a parochas for a for a chuppah. So he says it must be, we'll get to it later, that the late based in masna alim, that there's an inherent t'nai, stipulation that they're going to do this. Since I guess it was a very prevalent custom, so actually I could hear it in a way, because we have a chuppah that my father used to use. We only use a family chuppah, or things like that. And I have it in my house, and my sisters can't get to it unless I do. But anyway, so it doesn't look like, but it looks like the same material and same type of stuff that they used to make a parochas out of. You can hear it, you know, like it has the mug and dovet. And so you can imagine, I don't know. Anyways.
Question.
Yes, I'm sorry.
So what's the velo on it? It's not the brooch.
It was also like a type of drape they used to have around, you know, like on the walls and things like that. You know, so. Okay. Mikol makom, let's just finish the Rama because we're running a little late. But you can't use an aron or a shulchan, the wood from that, to use from that wood to as a wood to show where the kriya is, what we call a yad, right, or a pointer, a yad, right. So we're going to have to get into, well, let's just finish this. She'enam kedoshim kamohen, the next page, because they're not as a high level. So again, this is something we've seen in a number of simonim, that you can't lower something from kedusha, you have to. So this is a very interesting Mishnah Berurah that we'll get into tomorrow about the yad. Well, we have a yad today. And we'll talk about, the Mishnah Berurah talks about whether if the nature of a yad is changed. I'll see Billy Nether tomorrow more about this. Billy Nether.